A. On a safari. I had dreamt of going on a safari for many years. This year, my dream finally came true. I went to Tanzania for a 3-day safari with some friends. Our safari guide was a Tanzanian called Ray. Day 1. Ray. Welcome to your 3-day safari in the Serengeti and Ngorongoro. Before we start, I'll give you some information. We have 2 full days here in the Serengeti before we go to the Ngorongoro. You will see lots of animals, but there is no guarantee you will see them all. In September, the grass eaters are in the Masai Mara in Kenya. Somehow, the animals know when it's raining in the Serengeti, hundreds and hundreds of kilometres away. They all come over the Tanzanian-Kenyan border to find fresh grass here. This migration is world famous. In January and February, all the females start having babies. The wildebeest have 8,000 babies a day over a 3-week period. They just drop all together, which is good. The lions can only eat so much in the 3-week period. If they dropped all year around, the lions would have an endless supply of food. By April, the wildebeest have eaten out the southern Serengeti, so they move to the central area. After that, they move to the west. By late June or July, they have eaten out the western Serengeti, and they move to the north. In August, they cross the rivers to find fresh grass further north. The only problem is the river is full of crocodiles. This is the circle of life. All species need to survive. Once they have crossed over the rivers, they go back to the Masai Mara, and the cycle continues. Okay, let's get started. I will try to spot the animals for you. I have radio communication with the other drivers, so when they see something really interesting, they'll let us know. Mark. Look, a lion! Wow! And it's eating something. Ray. Yes, it's killed a small gazelle. Mark. So, how do they hunt? Ray. Normally, lions hunt in a pride of 3 or 4. One stands in each corner and they signal to each other when to move. They approach their prey with their heads and bodies low until they get close enough to attack. It's difficult for the grass eaters to see the predators because they're so well camouflaged. The hunters are all females. When they've killed a prey, the male lion will show up and eat first. It's not fair, is it? But in other parts of Africa, the male lions hunt as well. Mark. Can you tell me something about prides? Ray. A pride of lions normally consists of a few males and a group of lionesses. These are mothers, daughters, sisters, and aunts. Male cubs leave the pride when they're 2 to 4 years. When they're fully mature, they come back again and fight to take over the pride. Day 2. Ray. A group of elephants is moving slowly towards us. In 5 minutes, they'll be pretty close. Mark. This is so exciting, Ray. I love elephants, but I don't know a lot about them. What do they eat? Ray. Elephants eat grass, bark, and branches. The leader is the oldest female in the group. They are a strong family unit. The calves are protected by their whole family, not only by their mothers. The baby females stay with their family until they're 13 years old, and the males until they're 12. Then they're chased out of the family. Mark, why is that? Ray, it's to stop sisters and brothers from having babies. Mark, what do they use their trunks for? Ray, they breathe through their trunks, but they also use it as a hand to put food in their mouth. And their trunk and their tusks work together to break branches before they eat them. Mark, and how long is an elephant pregnant? Ray, about 24 months. When the calf is 1 year old, the mother is ready to mate. The calf suckles its mother until she gives birth again. Mark, it must be hot for them staying out in the sun all day. Ray, that's why they flap their ears or wallow in the mud. It helps to cool them. Can you see the elephants under that tree? They're spreading dust all over their bodies. The soil there is cool because of the shade. The elephants also use their ears to get the insects away. Can you see the wet spot between their ears and their eyes? Mark, I think so. Ray, elephants don't sweat through their skin as we do. They have a sweat gland between their ears and their eyes. That's the only place they sweat. Mark, do they have any enemies, or are they protected by their size? Ray, fully grown elephants are safe from the cats around here. Lions sometimes try to kill a baby, but it's very difficult because of the protection from their family. Sometimes the elephants get shot by farmers because they destroy the crops. And elephants are also killed by people who want to make money from their tusks. Mark, hey, look at all those zebras. There must be thousands of them. Ray, yes, the zebra is very common in the Serengeti. Did you know that the zebra's stripes are like fingerprints? All zebras have different stripes. Very often, two zebras stand close to one another in opposite directions. That's when they're grooming one another. It also helps them to spot lions and hyenas, which are their main enemies. 15 minutes later, the jeep stopped by a large acacia tree. All we could see was a tail hanging down from a big branch. The rest of the animal was covered by small branches, but it was definitely a leopard. Mark. Ray, what's the main difference between a lion and a leopard? Ray. Well, first of all, the leopard spends a lot of time in trees. It sleeps in trees and it mostly hunts from trees. It lies still on a branch, waiting for prey to pass under it or close by. Another difference is that leopards hunt alone. Mark. Hey, what's going on there? Ray. It's two cheetahs hunting. It's your lucky day. Here, use the binoculars. Mark. The antelope is trying to run away, but it looks like it's too late. It's on the ground now, and one of the cheetahs is biting the antelope's throat. Ray, this is the way they kill their prey. You've been really lucky. It's not often we see a kill right in front of us. We don't even see cheetahs on every safari. Did you see how fast they ran? The cheetah is the fastest animal on Earth. It can go up to 120 kilometers an hour over a short distance. It has a slender body, a small head, and big nostrils, so it can take in a lot of oxygen. Because of their speed, they don't have to ambush their prey in the same way as lions and leopards. Day 3. We spent the last day of our safari in Ngorongoro, which is an area inside a big volcanic crater. This was the only place on our trip where we might see a black rhino. And we were lucky. We spotted one. Even through the binoculars, it was only a little dot in the distance. Later that day, we saw a number of buffalo as well. That means we saw all the big five on our safari.